Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is the Salua Show, where my guest and I listen up. Start over. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSFradio.ca. As some of you know, we have on the Salua Show once a month a thing called Poetry Pop-Up. Poetry Pop-Up allows a person, each person, to give a few minutes background about themselves and then share a poem, one of their poems. Sometimes people follow the prompt. The prompt today is My Majestic May, but people may have chosen their own prompt. That's how it goes around. Dr. Ramona will keep track, and the next person will come up and do theirs. So without further ado, I'll say welcome to you, and we're going to begin with Dr. Ramona.
Hello. Hello, everyone. And so, Charlotte, you'd like me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm Ramona Srinivasan, and I am a retired professor, Mumbai University, history, French, a writer of several textbooks in history and workbooks in French, and still taking baby steps in writing poetry, with a lot of encouragement from Charlotte and Neil and our other members of this program. So I have for you this poem on My Majestic May. In Mountain View, the air is laced with sunlight, the kind that lingers on your skin and makes the mornings feel generous. Palo Alto stirs with quiet energy, trees standing tall in calm neighborhoods, where I walk slowly, not to reach a place, but to be in it. My daughter beside me, our conversations winding through food, memory, and laughter, served warm at tables that feel like home. I meet familiar spirits in the gathering of Soka Gakkai members. We chant, we connect, our voices steady, treading something eternal into the present moment. Midway, a shift, a flight into downtown Toronto. New skyline, new rhythm. The lake stretches wide, silent and bold, its surface mirroring the sky's moods.
No, that's audio.
I walk along
it. Doesn't change the sound.
As if that's following me. A thought. Mm. I don't know. Want to end.
I can't see any sound.
Jazz
no,
rises.
Settings and
Linda,
not doing
Linda
that
can you... Can you silence your
mute.
Mic?
Mute. Yeah, mute yourself.
They can hear me. I can't hear
you. Yeah, we can. Hi, Linda. Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm Linda McGowan. I've known Charlotte for a couple of years. We did some parks programs from federal parks together. I'm a nurse. I've been working as a nurse. I've just retired in 2022, working as a nurse for 50 years full-time. I don't have a poem ready for today, but I will certainly have it for next time. I'm not very much at poetry, but I did write a book, and my book was published.
Hey, Linda, can you mute while people are you able to mute and unmute successfully?
You got to talk louder, sorry.
Oh, are you able to mute and unmute successfully?
Yeah, I can mute and unmute. Do you want me to mute?
Yes. And to say to everyone, this is we're between two powerful holidays, the Dominion Day.
I was just going
to
say.
And
that my book is about traveling, because I haven't walked in 30 years, but I've traveled on every continent in the world, all of it in a wheelchair and much of it alone.
And she has awesome experience. Okay, so Dr. Ramona, we'll go back. We'll just say to our audience, the winds and changes of time are blowing. We have everybody on one accord with wanting to be here doing their poems. So Dr. Ramona has, we've got,
yes.
We actually have three, we've got all publishers, I mean published authors. We'll get into that later in the group. But we'll let you continue what you were saying, what you were doing with your poem.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. So I'm continuing. Jazz rises one evening. Voices rock Canada. And I feel the music, not just in my ears, but in my chest, where it stays. Later, a table at Vagabondo. My son, my daughter-in-law, and joy that needs no explanation. This month is not just a chapter, but a living, breathing mosaic. Sunshine, connection, movement, and the quiet grace of being held in the right places at the right time. Thank you.
Oh, I love that, the right places at the right time. who has some riff for Dr. Ramona?
I really enjoyed the step by step. And in fact, what I would like to do is, when it's my turn, my poem is talking about Ramona's poem, in a little bit of an abstract way. But my question to you, Charlotte, is, do we have a topic for today?
Well, the prompt is My Majestic May.
What?
My Majestic May.
Okay, well,
but we, you know, we all, every week or every month we have a prompt, and there's always the option to not use it. But that just for answer to your question, that's the prompt.
Linda, can you hear me? Yes. Can you adjust your cameras or your screen, because all I see is the top of your head. And although the nice gray color, the gray brown, yes. Anyway, okay. I'm going to read my first poem. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because it really responds to what I heard in Ramona's poem. Ramona, I enjoyed your poem.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Sean.
Well, here's my response to it. The moments come and the moments go, only to be replaced by another moment, pushed out of the way by the next moment, mostly not noticed by a distracted mind. Moments are the composition of time that make up the songs of our lives. Sing a song, sing it proudly. The moments come and those moments go, only to be replaced by another moment. And moment by moment is the place where we have experiences, where it is that we love, and where it is that we cry, where it is that we succeed, and where it is that we fail. But relentlessly, moments keep moving through our lives. Like a movie film, the moments go by so fast. It looks like a continuous life, but it is lived moment by moment.
Beautiful, Neil. Thank you. I really like that response that you made to my poem. And but you had this beautiful rhythm going, you know, of moments come and moments go, moments when we love and we cry and we succeed. And I think it's just making me, it made me more aware that we have to focus on the present moment and not just, you know, think that we're going to be there forever and life is going to be endless, kind of. It's just made up of moments. Thank you, Neil.
That's what your poem sounded to me, is that you're talking about your life. Mm. This is my life, and here's what I did in my life.
What I was feeling as you were doing the poem, I saw a waterfall cascading, and it was going down, it's circular, more water was going down, but it was just a nice flow.
Moment by moment.
Okay, this is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at The Place to Be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. Today on the Saloa Show, we're doing one of our monthly events, which is Poetry Pop-Up. This is different from some poetry events where one person reads 10 poems and the other people may have gotten to do one. Everybody does one, and then if we have enough time, that person gets to do a second one. Sometimes we've had as many as 12 people, sometimes we've had as many as two. But right now, I'm happy for all of you. And who is our next poet up?
It's you, Charlotte.
Okay. As we know, we're between two holidays that bring on summer. Last week was Dominion Day, and today we're going into the Memorial Day weekend for the U.S. And for listeners who may not know, our guests are largely from U.S. and Canada, but sometimes we have had people from England. This poem is called Pleasantly Present, and it's a tribute poem for Robert D. Law, and he was a military person, but also very dedicated to getting veterans to come to a reading. So this is a poem for him. He has made his transition, but he was just so wonderful in all of the things that he did that he welcomed other poets to come to his house or come along on nature walks. Pleasantly present. I see you there smiling, sharing your worldly insight, talking about the love of your life. I hear you in our poetry group, crafting words and broadening perspectives, helping all understand your life's directive. I see you there on the waters of Marina del Rey, walking by the shore, sharing stories that were never a bore, being the champion for people and pets, having the heart of a lifelong vet. Your footprints have left big paths, led others through shadows. You never drew attention to your own private battles. Your humor and hugs hold Diane's heart in your hand. Even now, as you reveal other dimensions in God's plan, thank you for your service and for your holding such a distinct office. Son, soldier, healer, husband, faithful friend, and family member, you have become like the mustard seed planted as a dot that emerged to create an umbrella of branches for others to find a spot. Robert D. Law, I see you there smiling, sharing a smile and a joke, bringing news and challenges to go out and bring joy, to help create happiness, and upon life's sea, be a boy.
Thank you, Charlotte. I love that imagery. I could picture Robert, you know, when she said, I see you there, and then you describe what he was doing. And I like that you use your poem to thank all these, you know, soldiers who are also sons and who offer that umbrella of protection to all of us. So really enjoyed your poem, Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you.
As usual, another vivid visual poem. And very timely with the turmoil in the world. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you. Now we have a round two, if anyone has a second poem. And also we talk a little bit about the role poetry plays in celebration. I was thinking May is the shortest month in the year, but it's also very majestic, so I was playing with my majestic May. But after we go through, if anyone has a second round, we'll ask, I have a special poem that I'm going to read from you about a person that many of us didn't know or think of as a poet. Okay. So do you have Ramona, you could see if anyone has a second one.
Yeah, I do. Actually, since I love music, I try to get hold of all the songs which mention May in them. And I got this particular poem, which I'm calling Musical May. The Bee Gees sang of the 1st of May, where memories bloom quietly like spring returning to the skin. In Camelot, Julie Andrews called it the lusty month of May, a season that stirs everything awake, even the still parts of us. Max Werner's Rain in May reminds me that not all storms come to break. Some simply ask us to pause. Rod Stewart's Maggie May lingers like an echo, a name that holds more than one past. Enya, in May It Be, whispers hope like a blessing, something you carry even when you don't know you are. Arcade Fire makes May roar in month of May, a page torn mid-thought, urgent and alive. Jimi Hendrix, his guitar like water, sings, may this be love. And it is. And so the month unfolds, not in order, not in calm, but in rhythm, a mix of memory, fire, and the kind of beauty that does not ask to be named. Thank you.
I like that idea, that kind of beauty doesn't need to be named. But I was feeling like what beauty was just cascading and swirling around you as you were speaking, but also like turning the pages. You know how, some of you might be of the certain age that remember the Mickey Mouse Club, but how Disney... touched the page. There was this camp. Do any of you remember that? They're two younger people in the studio with them. They're like, oh, this is another one of these things she's talking about. We don't know. But Mickey Mouse and Disney lived through several generations. And one of the things that they had at the end was the peeling page. There was Mickey, he had his hat, and he was turning the page. So I was seeing, as you were speaking, I was seeing this hand reaching over and turning the pages and revealing all the, just the scenes of nature, so many things that you were revealing. But we'll look back in history and find that hat. It was oversized. Okay, I'm not going to talk about it. Every week we give a lesson from history at some point, either in the Salua show or in the poetry pop-up. Okay, I have a second poem that I'm going to share, and it's called My Poetic Pathway. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit. Where, oh, where have all the words gone? At last, my mind, heart, and earlobes loom about, looking to be expressed non-digitally. A poem from me I am seeking to elicit. Where are the heart poems scribbled at mid-morning? Bring back the poems freshly pulsed by my heart, fresh from my soul, torn, bandaged, and then re-winged to fly, bringing fresh peace like a delicious peach. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit. Ready again is my heart to hand connection. No clickety-clack emissions to be heard, just heart balm reimagining itself as authentic regeneration of poetic honesty. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit. As time shifts from 4:30 to 4:45 a.m., I hear an amen chorus welcoming, humming, and promising sleep, promising the new moon will be refreshingly sweet. Hello, happy heart. Thank you for your beats, nudging new sentiments to share and complete. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit. Poetry is my mystery, unpacked and reimagined. Poetry is my medicine with no side effect horrors. Hello, happy heart. Thank you for your beats, nudging new sentiments to share and complete. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit. Poetry is my mystery, unpacked and reimagined. Poetry is my medicine with no side effect horrors. Poetry is my appetizer, main dish, and dessert. Poetry is my pathway connecting heaven to earth. A poem for me I am seeking to elicit.
Thank you, Charlotte. I especially liked all those metaphors you used towards the end of the poem, or also in between poetry. The best one I liked was, poetry is my medicine without side effects. I think that's so true. And then poetry is my mystery, and poetry is my appetizer and main dish. I think I'm leading a very food-centric life these days, so that appealed to me the most. I loved your poem, Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree totally with Ramona. That was a very, very interesting and beautiful, beautiful poem. And it occurred to me while you were reading that at some point in time, do you have any idea how many poems you have written? They've got the number in the thousands. Yeah. And here's finally a poem for me, meaning you.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, poem for me. She mentions that right.
It's around 500, but some I am. I know none of you have this experience of having things packed away in closets, or packed away under your bed, or packed away from different moves. You don't have that experience, right?
Thank you for. I really enjoyed that poem.
It's part of the inspiration of this group, because when we do the feedback and people talk about the rhythm or talk about the visualness, it helps when we're making our way back around to another month that there are things people have implemented. In fact, we have Dr. Ramona until about June or during last year, she said she's written several textbooks and other
academic texts.
And at Christmas, was it Christmas time when you revealed the poem to us? She had never written a poem, and the poem was so beautiful. And it was partly, I think, people practicing, giving some flowers to people. This thing that we do after each person does their poem of sharing has made, we've seen differences in people's work or things that they brave to do, because this is a receptive, welcoming community. So, as I said, sometimes we've had as many as 10. Once we had 14 people, but whatever the number, we've been able to keep with that riff of giving respectful, friendly, interesting, inspiring feedback.
And I want to say that it's just that encouraging feedback from you and Neil, which keep me going. Even today, I was feeling a bit diffident about joining. And then my son said, you should go, because I always talk about the two of you. And he said, I'm sure they'll encourage you again. So here I am. Neil, do you have a second poem to share?
Absolutely. I have several second poems.
Neil, I was surprised. I was thinking you were going to be in the States. Neil has gotten behind his poetry more than anyone I've known in life. He has gone down to the States in a, I want to say 60 foot, but in a house, not a houseboat.
Like a motorhome.
Motorhome. If you could imagine going on the motorhome, L.A. traffic runs at about 85 miles an hour, and he was there going 65 miles an hour, did not get hurt. All the warnings people were saying about sleeping in your car at night or sleeping on parking lots. He slept on the Target lot. He slept on the Walmart lot. He slept close to where Cheryl and I were living in L.A. at one time. And he's very intelligent, but he's like he can't read. There's a big sign there, and the sign is saying, no parking. And he tells me, oh, I was just, I took a look around, and this guy told me you couldn't sleep here, but he said I could stay till 6:30. And then at 6:30, he bought me some coffee. And then, you know, you hear or read about gangs and territory and land that you just can't go into anybody's place. Well, he had the weekend newspaper. You know those newspapers that tell you what's going on in the city? And he's telling me he's going somewhere. It's over deep into another gang territory. And he just went over there, and he read his books, and he's still here. So I think, you know, for but he also told us he had not written a book before. He had all these collections, volumes of poems, but he organized. Was it your first book?
From the Other Side?
Yes.
Yeah. I was back in L.A. last weekend. Mm-hmm. No, 2 weekends ago I was there. And these two books of mine, The Brighton Tarot Card Mystery and From the Other Side. The Other Side is 60 poems and 3 short stories. And The Brighton Tarot Card is 1 novelette of 17,000 words and 10 short stories, some of which are only a single page. But some are 2 or 3 pages, but 10 short stories. And I was in L.A., and the traffic I didn't worry about because I flew to L.A. this time. So, and I do have another poem.
Okay.
Good.
It's called Ma Raison d'être, which is humanity's reason for being. It is my mission to share the good news about the path to world peace. The key to all healing is in processing our emotions connected to the wounds of living. In the healing of life's wounds, we find unfettered courage to live. We are all collateral damage from never-ending wars. We are all wounded by the free market seduction of our fear. We are all victims of society's greed, lust, rage, and addictions to all its forms. It is in the processing of our emotional wounds where true freedom lies. We come here to experience all the sorrows and all of the joys that is called life. The imprisoned energy hidden in our emotions offers the key to our cage. We all share the same wound, but it comes in a million different flavors. To be born means we are wounded. There is no escaping that fact. These are the wounds of living, but not even death can.